Call it January 19th, 2010.
Here.
Commissioner Sturdivant?
Here.
Vice Chairperson Moreno?
Here.
And Chairperson Jack?
Here.
All present.
Thank you. Could I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Approval.
Commissioner Benz moved, second by Vice Chair Moreno.
Commissioner Benz?
Yes.
Vice Chairperson Moreno?
Yes.
Commissioner Sturdivant?
Yes.
Commissioner Schmidt?
Yes.
Commissioner Ward?
Yes.
Commissioner Colomarino?
Yes.
Chairperson Jack?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0.
Thank you. At this time, it's time for public comment. Anyone in the audience wishing to address the Planning Commission on anything that may become within its jurisdiction, please approach the lectern and state your name. Seeing none, we'll close that. Is there any Planning Commission business?
Move approval of the consent calendar.
Second.
Moved by Vice Chair Moreno, second by Commissioner Benz. Roll call, please.
Vice Chairperson Moreno?
Yes.
Commissioner Benz?
Yes.
Commissioner Schmidt?
Yes.
Commissioner Colomarino?
Yes.
Commissioner Sturdivant?
Yes.
Commissioner Ward?
Yes.
Chairperson Jack?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0.
Thank you. No community development staff reports, public hearings, disclosure of ex parte on the one item before us, which is the conditional use permit on Serena Court. We'll start from the right this time.
No ex parte.
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 Nothing.
None.
Okay. With that, Director Freese?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission. This item before you is a conditional use permit. It's to allow some additional telecommunication facilities to be installed on Pine Mountain. Already currently is a number of facilities up there. This is your location map. So it's kind of on the nose of Pine Mountain, right below where the water tanks sit. Here's the downtown area here. Here's the location of the facilities. Here's where 41 kind of goes across the base of Pine Mountain. The area is currently designated rural residential. We've had different cell facilities installed up there since 2000. Currently, there's a facility operated by Singular, which is now T-Mobile, and then we also have another, which is operated by AT&T that have been up there for a number of years. The main issue that we have from a planning standpoint is just the visual. Installed those plantings, but those didn't survive. It appears that their watering system just didn't hold up over the summer. So we're proposing that they have a five-year maintenance and monitoring program to replace the existing landscape that was supposed to be planted originally, and then also to install some additional landscaping. This is the site plan. What they're proposing is a new equipment shelter, which would be shown here. Then there's a couple conduit runs for power and communications that then run down to the antenna site here. So the project basically consists of a small equipment shelter, a couple antennas, and then some additional landscaping. In terms of the project summary, it is exempt from CEQA. They will be adding some additional landscaping. They're going to enter into agreement to maintain that landscaping. The antennas and the shelter will all be painted to blend in. We're not expecting any significant impacts from those, and staff is recommending approval. The representative for Metro PCS is in the audience and will be available for questions as well. That'll conclude my report. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Warren. Are there any questions, Director Frase? Commissioner Schmidt?
Yes, Warren. In the analysis section on page 9, there's a discussion about there being previously analyzed for other projects that were in the area on the very last sentence. Visual simulations were previously analyzed for projects approved at this location. Therefore, no new simulations were required. My only question, I don't think it's an issue, but I'd like to just bring it out and get it out there. It has to do with Stadium Park. Stadium Park is taking on more and more significance for us in our community. I believe, I did not look, but I would believe that there's a very foreshortened distance. So the top of this area where the antenna are being located cannot be seen from Stadium Park. But are you able to answer that question?
About whether you can see it from inside Stadium Park?
Correct.
I don't know.
Okay.
Vice Chair Moreno?
Yeah, I'm assuming that the 2001 CUP for Alpine Wireless, that's expired, and that wouldn't be popping up as well?
Yeah, if that one wasn't installed, that one wouldn't be active any longer. So that one has basically lapsed.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone? Commissioner Sturdivant?
Oh, with regards to that CUP for back in 2001, is this the same area? Is this being placed in the same position as that CUP was already previously approved for? And there was other specific sites on that hilltop for cellular, antennas and buildings? Or is this a different?
I don't know the exact answer to that. The applicant may have some more information about how this approximates the previous approval.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Seeing none, I'll ask the applicant to approach the lectern. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Mary Ann Miller, now working together to not only replant some of the vegetation, all of the vegetation that didn't propagate up there, but also to provide some additional visual screening through 16 additional trees that will be planted to soften views from off-site. Also, I just wanted to make note of a stealthing technique that we are going to be employing at this location, and that is the use of what's called an antenna sock. So it's a little coverlet that's going to go over our 12.5-foot tall poles. And from off-site, although really, I don't think you can see the antennas off-site because of the mature vegetation here, but if you were even on the site and you were looking towards the antennas, it would look more like a bush or kind of like foliage, so it'll soften the appearance of the antennas, so I think that will help with the visual appearance of our equipment. I noticed in the staff report it did say that simulations were not provided, but I think that was just a minor error. And we did provide visual simulations of our proposed equipment, and they were included in our application. And it did note that you couldn't see the antennas or the equipment from the public right-of-way, and that's because of the perimeter vegetation that exists at that location. Also, the Alpine installation, I don't know. I haven't seen Alpine's site plan that was submitted to the city, so I don't know if we are taking what would have been their location, but Alpine PCS is no longer in business, so there's no opportunity for them to come back and add a facility here because they are no longer operating. And with that, I just wanted to note that we have read the staff report and conditions of approval, and we agree to abide by those conditions. And I hope that you will concur with staff's recommendation of approval this evening, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Ms. Novak. Does anyone have any questions? Commissioner Schmidt?
Yes, Ms. Novak. Of the sock that you're talking about, do you know what material that it's made of and what type of longevity does it have in terms of weathering?
I believe it's some type of a synthetic, like a nylon. It has to be something soft so that the propagation of the signal won't be impeded, but it is something of a synthetic nature, some type of a nylon coverlet.
Do you know what type of life it has before it weathers out and needs to be replaced?
I don't know exactly, so I couldn't give you an honest answer on that, but it's something that if you wanted to, you know, add a condition to our project that says if the antenna socks are wearing thin, we could certainly replace them as time went on.
When the monitoring program that you're going to be involved with for landscaping, if for whatever reason the sock was damaged or not doing its job, would the company automatically take that on and make that replacement without having to be told or conditioned to do so?
You know, these facilities, one of the good things about them is that they are unmanned facilities, so they don't get a lot of traffic up there unless there's an emergency. So unless we have a suit, chimneys and flagpoles and all sorts. So it just depends on the location. But at this particular location, it really will work very well with the site landscape.
And were you required to put this on by the planning department?
You know, I believe staff and I discussed it, but I can't remember exactly if we instigated it or if it was a staff recommendation. I really honestly can't remember.
And does it serve any practical purpose other than appearance?
No, it's strictly for appearance sake.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Ms. Novak.
Thank you.
If there is anyone from the public here that wishes to speak on this item, please approach the lectern. Seeing none, close public and bring it back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Planning Commission adopt Resolution 2010-0035, approving Conditional Use Permit 2009-20236 to install 3 panel antennas, a 10 by 15 square foot equipment shelter and related utilities on assessor's parcel number 028221007 and 029105041, with findings and conditions attached.
I second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, and now discussion.
Just want to bring to your attention that on page 47, the draft resolution, the CUP is actually number 2008-0236. And I just want to make sure that we had the correct numbers here. So on the actual draft resolution, PC 20100035, page 47, Anyway, I just wanted the conditional use permit is number 2008-0236. I just want to make sure we get our numbers right on here on the motion.
Oh, I see. You've got 2008 versus 2009.
It's 2008.
Okay.
It's the correct number.
Thank you.
Okay, then I would amend my motion to change those numbers to 2008.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Sturdivant.
Second does not object to that amendment. Supports it wholeheartedly.
Commissioner Schmidt.
No, I know. Did you want to say something?
Yes, I wanted to have a discussion with the motion maker in a second about the sock and the whether that is of an issue of yours. It seems to me that the based on the height of the poles and stuff, I don't think that there's going to be a visual concern for there to need a sock. However, if they're going to place one up there, do we want it to?
Commissioner Bentz?
Yes.
Commissioner Colomarino?
Yes.
Commissioner Schmidt?
Yes.
Commissioner Ward?
Yes.
Commissioner Sturdivant?
Yes.
Vice Chairperson Moreno?
Yes.
And Chairperson Jack?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0.
Thank you. Oh, certainly. Go right ahead. Vice Chair Moreno, go ahead.
Curious. I mean, obviously a lot of money and time went into these. Is this something where you could use these to take with the copies of the plans? Okay. I mean, I thought if they were useful, I hated for them to go to waste. So, okay.
Okay, at this point, Commissioner comments and reports?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Benz?
Yes, I'd like to ask Warren, is it our next meeting on which we elect a new chair and a vice chair?
Correct. It's your first meeting in February is elections.
Okay. So that'll be the first item of discussion on that agenda?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Schmidt?
Yes, I'd like to comment on the Rite Aid building and how wonderfully it's going up quickly. But I think more importantly, I wanted to point out the erosion control measures that the company has put in and is using along the road there. And from my perspective, being done very, very well and being maintained and upkept as they need to be done. And I just want to compliment them on how well they're doing out there. Second point that I wanted to bring up was in this morning's paper, Lon Allen had a discussion about some changes on Traffic Way and the improvements between to the west of El Camino Real, and that the emphasis is going to be placed on the new bridge structure there is going to have a brick facade like we're going to have down in the downtown area. And it kind of puzzled me in a sense that I was a member of another committee that dealt with the Stadium Park issue and when the bridge, before the bridge got built at Stadium Park, and we were pushing Caltrans at that time to dress up that bridge with a similar type feature, and they didn't have the money at the time to do that. But I am wondering if as the progression of Stadium Park grows and more interest is there, that maybe to provide some uniformity as to maybe the city or the redevelopment agency or someone could fund a similar facade as these other two structures are going to have at Stadium Park, and I think that would be very nice.
It's always a possibility, right, Warren?
It would be a decision of the agency about funding something like that. I think what's going on with the Traffic Way Bridge is Caltrans is scheduled to do some upgrade and retrofit.
Date from Caltrans on that?
I believe their official schedule said they were supposed to be done in early 2011. Unofficially, they're telling us they believe they're going to be done this summer.
Anyone else? Okay. Warren, do we have a director's report this evening?
Yes, a couple quick items for you. Your next meeting would be scheduled for February 2nd, but right now we don't have any items queued up, so it's quite likely we're going to cancel that meeting. If we do, then that'll move your meeting to February 16th, so then we would do the elections on that night. We do expect that the city attorney will be bringing a item regarding medical marijuana dispensaries before the commission. On the council, we currently have a moratorium in place. The council has given the city attorney some direction on amending our codes. Part of that will affect the zoning ordinance, which means it has to come through the planning commission. So tentatively, that's scheduled for your meeting on the 16th. So that should be fun for you. And then just some staffing updates for you. Kelly Gleason has given her 2 weeks' notice. She won't be coming back. So we'll be missing her. Callie Taylor is right now on family leave till probably the first week in April. She's working a part-time schedule, so she's in the office on Wednesdays, but she probably won't be at many planning commission meetings for the next couple months. Then she's working a little bit from home as well over the computer. And then Mimi's contract ended last week, so we've lost Mimi as well. So right now, if you call and looking for a planner, it's just me. So we're holding down the fort. We're going to be hiring another intern. She starts this Friday, so that'll get us back to two interns. And then we're working on getting some additional staffing in place. But we're a little thin right now. That will conclude my report.
Thank you. Vice Chair Moreno, you had a comment
yes.
you wanted to make?
A question about the meeting on the 16th with the medical marijuana. Is that something that our attorney will just be sort of laying out the details for us and what we'll be doing going forward, or is there some sort of action with the zoning code that we'll look at taking that evening?
Yeah, that'll be a hearing to take action or in terms of making a recommendation to the city council regarding a potential change to the zoning ordinance.
Okay.
There'll be another change to another section of the code that won't be officially in front of the commission, although we'll probably discuss that as well, because the other portion of the city ordinance or code outside the zoning ordinance that regulates the process for medical marijuana dispensaries then refers to sections in the zoning ordinance. So they're somewhat combined.
Okay. And please give our best to Kelly.
I
liked working
along.
With her, and hi to Callie coming back. Thanks.
And congratulations to
everybody. To both.
Yep. Okay. See nothing else? We're adjourned.